Good morning and welcome on into another episode of Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring and excited to be joined today by co-owner of Wellness 360, Beth Perry. Beth, thank you so much for joining us. I see where you are right now. You're in your natural environment, so we're excited to talk about what you do and a special event coming up. So thank you for joining us, Beth. Could you just tell us a little bit about Wellness 360?
Hi, John. First of all, thank you so much for having us on here. So Wellness 360 was developed about 2 years ago with my co-owner, Lindsay Perez, and myself, Beth Perry. We were both physical therapists, and I'm a physical therapy assistant, and we were really starting to specialize in the Parkinson's diagnosis. We really have a passion for long-term disease management. The way the healthcare system works now is you co-treat, you know, 3 and 4 people at a time, and, you know, once people get better, then they get discharged. But unfortunately, with diseases and diagnoses like Parkinson's and osteoporosis and MS and, you know, post-stroke, these are diagnoses that don't go away. So we wanted to be able to support our patients long-term through their disease management, along with the acute injury of balance and, you know, knee pain and neck pain and things of those natures. So, so we developed Wellness 360. So we offer physical therapy, medical massage therapy, and then evidence-based group fitness classes for lifelong disease management. So we really have developed a community for these people with these diagnoses so they feel supported. And, you know, everything we do is evidence-based. And it's been a roller coaster ride, but it's been really, really exciting.
So where are you located, Beth, here in the Rochester area?
Yeah, so we have a couple locations. We are our hub, home base is here in Webster, the village of Webster. We have a place that we work out of in Rochester off of University. And then we do what's called mobile PT. It's outpatient physical therapy, but it's in people's homes. So we travel to the Monroe and some of Wayne County, you know, for those people that maybe they have a caregiver to give them a little respite care. It's really nice sometimes working in someone's environment so we can make those patients more independent in their own home.
Now, what you're doing with Parkinson's and just the good causes that you're supporting here, I feel like a lot of people who might not need physical therapy can still get behind. Are there any ways for the community who not necessarily is a client of yours, but is passionate about the same things that you guys are passionate about? Is there any way for the community to join in and help out?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different ways. So we do a lot of things. Really, when we started working with these families, because we don't just work with the patient, we work with the family. So when we started working with the families, we realized, you know, all of the hardships on caregivers. So we started caregiver respite programs. So local businesses will sometimes donate to us because once every quarter we offer this Caring for Caregivers Night, where we offer respite care to local caregivers. You don't have to have Parkinson's, and you don't necessarily have to be a spouse. You can be a loved one of any kind. But what they do is they come and they drop their loved ones off with me. And we have just kind of a fun time. We play pool, we play ping pong, we sit, we play games. And then the caregivers go off somewhere to another location and they have 2 hours of fun. So we've had people donating food and donating wine and donating cash for gifts for the caregivers. We take donations for, we have like scholarship programs for those who may be on a budget or maybe can't afford our group fitness classes. So those finances, we have a separate account that when you have financial issues or needs, that we're able to get you in the classes at a lower cost. Our cost is very fair. It's even lower than a copay for physical therapy.
Wow.
So I feel like the classes are really able to be managed, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, because that's what the studies show. And we have so many different classes. It's not just rock steady boxing. You know, we have classes for, you know, chair yoga. We have classes, regular yoga. We have Parkinson's dance. We have cycling for the active adult. So that doesn't necessarily have to be a Parkinson's thing, although the studies show that that high intensity cycling is really good to manage the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. We offer a video on demand program for those that don't want to leave their house. The video on demand is $24 a month. So it's very affordable, but all of the evidence-based exercise programs are on that. So you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And then of course we're Rocksteady Boxing for Rochester and Rocksteady Boxing Webster. So we offer the classic boxing classes.
We're talking with Beth Perry, the co-owner of Wellness 360 in Webster. And this is fascinating to me because when you think of physical therapy, I think of someone maybe recovering from an operation or someone, you know, who has a hard time moving, the mobility issues. But you're saying that this is for all adults, for all healthy, active adults as well.
Yeah. So we don't just focus on Parkinson's, although Parkinson's is our, it's our main thing. Yeah. So I have a class for osteoporosis to help develop better bone density. We do a lot of balance. I do balance and fall boot camps all through the area. We're constantly giving talks to different rec centers and different churches and things just to spread wellness. It's just really our passion because the more knowledgeable you are and the more education you have about your own ailments, the more confident you are to go into a doctor's office and you can take control of your own life. And I think that's so important to empower the community.
Absolutely. And we do speak of Parkinson's, though, and April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And coming up, we have an event here that is going to support not only you guys, but the effort against Parkinson's. And talk a little bit about April 12th. We have this event. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's going to be a good time. It's the Parkinson's Fitness Expo. Could you talk a little bit about that coming up?
Absolutely. We are so excited to partner up with the Webster Rec Center. We do a lot with the Webster Rec Center. They're absolutely fantastic and they are so supportive of Wellness 360. So we rent a lot of space out of there because the space is a lot larger than our clinic area. So we decided we wanted, there's so many people that are fearful of trying a class. They want to try it, but they're not sure they can make it for the full hour. Maybe they just keep dragging their feet, wanting to sign up for any kind of different program. So we thought, let's bring the programs into the community. So we have all of our group fitness classes that we offer in 20-minute segments, and they're going to be running from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to four. We're going to be fully staffed. So we'll be having 2 to 3 classes running at all times through that day, every 20 minutes. I'm really excited about the caregivers. We're going to be offering yoga and massage and a mini caregiver support group all day too. So the caregivers can come and drop off their loved ones and they can go meet the head of our support group, Jeannie Phillips, and, kind of get loved on for the hour that their spouse is there. So people can come, they can drop in. There's no cost, no registration. You just show up between 1 and 4. If you check us out on our Facebook page, you'll see we have an event set up already. It's got the schedule of what time our classes are. The good news is we're going to be repeating classes. So if you want to do a dance class and a boxing class and try the cycle class, you know, there'll be different levels and different times that you can hit all of those times. So we think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be laid back, easygoing, and hopefully it flows really nicely.
It sounds like it. And maybe if you're not free from 1 all the way until 4, you can make 1 or 2 20-minute classes, right? And then, move on with your day. But still, I think that's really great. This is a totally free program. And absolutely, no registration is required. Wow. So talk a little bit. You talked about the cycle, the boxing. What other classes are going on Wednesday afternoon that we could take advantage of?
Yeah. So the Rocksteady Boxing, if you do have a Parkinson's diagnosis, that's a very well-known class. Yes. So we're going to be doing the boxing. Obviously, the boxing is non-contact. We use heavy bags or those bags on the stands. And then we have levels. So we have level 1-2, which is the higher functioning people that were newly diagnosed. And then we have another level that's for the people that might have a walker or a cane, maybe have balance difficulties. So once you show up, we'll be able to fit you into what group would be the best placement for you. So you're not overwhelmed. You're not walking into a class and feeling out of place. We want to make sure that you have that sense of community. And then we have the cycle class. This cycle class is... it's not jumping and standing on the bike or anything like this. It's really based on endurance and that high intensity. So lower resistance, higher intensity. So we'll have that class. We have Parkinson's Dance with Pamela Henn. She is a certified Parkinson's Dance instructor. It's a lot of fun. You can do it in a chair. So if you're wheelchair bound or have a walker, caregivers are welcome to join their loved ones if they want to participate in that class. It's a lot of fun. It's great for balance. It's great for those big movements. And then it puts a smile on your face. The music is great. The instructors are great. We have intentional communication through the arts. So this class is a class that was developed by Emily Wegman, and she is a speech therapist. And our very own massage therapist, who is actually a vocalist out of New York City, Shawnee Roots. So they've developed this arts and speech therapy class that's about facial expression. It's about getting that voice big and loud. And so there's a lot of really cool things that they do in that class. And that's newer. That's a newer class, but it's really well received. And then yoga. We have chair yoga. We have, you know, floor yoga. All of those kind of things just to get that big movement, get that stretching, help with the rigidity in your muscles, and just really give you a nice peace of mind.
Absolutely. More information on this event, I know, is up at wellness360fitness.com, which is your website. And this, again, is at the Webster Rec Center, and that's coming up on next Wednesday, April 12th already. It will be here before we know it. At 1 o'clock it starts. And you say no registration is required. However, I know you do accept donations for class scholarships. Could you talk a little bit about what donations you're accepting?
Yeah, so the donations would go to, again, what we said before. Sometimes people like to give, you know, $10, $15 donation, just, and all of that money goes 100% to our participants that might be on a fixed income or a budget and can't afford the classes at the full cost. So we determine that anybody can reach out to us anytime and say, listen, I'm going through some financial hardships. Can you help? And we always help. We will always help. So that just allows people. The studies show they need at least 3 to 5 classes a week of that forced and, you know, that forced exertion, that forced intensity exercise. So that can get very expensive when you're coming to class 3 times a week. So we just want to make it as cost effective as we can for the community.
Beth Perry is the co-owner at Wellness 360 in Webster, and April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. So that's why they're having Beth and Wellness 360, the Parkinson's Fitness Expo, totally free. Finally, Beth, I'm curious, what is your goal for this event overall? I know you said you wanted to bring what you do out to the community, but following this event, what do you hope participants will see and experience that will shape the next steps that they take?
Yeah. So ultimately we want to get this out in the community because they're just amazing classes and they're so helpful. I have people come up to me all the time and say, you know, I saw so-and-so in church on Sunday and oh my gosh, he's walking so much better, or his balance, you know, giving someone their life back, giving someone their independence back you can't put a price tag on that. So what we're hoping is these people will come through. They'll really enjoy the class. They'll embrace one over the other. They'll find what they enjoy. You know, sometimes boxing isn't for everyone. So maybe they enjoy the dance. Maybe it makes them step out of their comfort zone a little to try something new and find something that fits into their lifestyle. So our hopes is that we can build our Parkinson's community and that we can build that social support that's needed with those long-term diagnoses. And we can just build to our Wellness 360 family.
Absolutely. Again, wellness360fitness.com, I believe, is where you could find more details, correct? Wellness360fitness.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Wellness360fitness.com.
Beth Perry, the co-owner of Wellness 360 in Webster. Thank you so much, Beth, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.